Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Samech Gimel in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shishi. And the old prince, over here, started Halacha Ches. As the Vilna Gaon points out, there's a mistake, because whatever we're going to learn in this Daf refers to the last part of the Mishnah in Halacha Zayin. So in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, this is still Halacha Zayin. And the last part of the Mishnah we learned, that someone who sells fruits in Syria, so if we don't know better, we assume it came from a goy. If he says it came from Eretz Yisrael, but he did ma'aser, we trust him. But if he's the owner of a field in Syria, then we don't trust him. We say the fruits came from his field. So how's the Gemara? Tama Tanina, we learn Maseches Peah. The anim are trusted to say that the fruits that they have, the harvest that they have, came from Leket Shecho Peah, which means it's Matas Anim and the Potter Ben Ma'aser. B'shaisom, in the time of harvest. And here you say that if he owns a field, we assume the fruits are coming from his field, and we don't say it came from a thing which is potmina meiser. There anim, even if they own a field, we assume the leket shechol peo came from matras anim. Says the Gemara, tamon shtikos potter. There, if he's going to be silent, I will assume these whatever he has in his hand is coming from leket shechol peo. Because now is the time of harvest. He is an ani. So Mistami is getting his whatever he has in his hand is coming from the Matas Anim, which are potter b'namaisim. Bramacho, but here shtikos achayav. Here, when he's silent, is chayav b'maisim. I'm assuming it's coming from his field. So therefore, if he says otherwise, I don't trust him. The Tani Ken, we have a brisa like this, and here we're using now the girsa of the Vilna Gaon. Etche shtikos potter ne'mon afla'akel. If when he's silent, I would assume it's potter. So if he says it, I trust him. I trust his words. Because even if he'd be silent, I would assume it's okay. Shtikosu la'akmer. But if even when he's silent, I'm makron him. Upirusher la'akel. When he's coming to tell me, he's explaining himself, saying la'akel, ainu ne'mon, that I don't trust him. I don't trust his word. If without him, I would be macher. Says Mortani goy shayat tzuveyach v'oymer. There's a goy screaming out. He's selling. He says, tlu lachem many, come take for me. Payers him, they're good fruits. Payers are lahem, they're payers for the first 3 years, which you're not allowed to enjoy. Or netei revai, or it's a fourth year, which you need to be paide, take the money to your shalayim. Eino ne'emon, I don't trust him. Why? Because I assume the reason why he wants to say it's a young tree, because then the fruits are fresh, they're coming from a young tree, they're better fruits. The only reason he's saying it is to come and be mashbiach himself, to come say, look how good my fruits are, they're coming from a very young tree. But if he says, I bought it from that guy, and that guy we know that he is owning trees which are young in the years of Arlo, then we do trust him, because it's something which is very easy to check. Go here, you go check if he bought it from that guy. The Chachamim say that we don't trust the guy. Not even la'achmer. We go based on what we would do if we would find the fruits on our own, which means we'll look at other fields, we'll see what most fruits look like. I don't trust the words of the guy at all, according to this shita. Says the Gemara, what happens if he's not coming to sell? He's just screaming lefitoim and just saying a story about his trees, about his fruits. Do then we also don't trust him? Yudin boy, we didn't ask another question. Hadod teimo kuti kegoi? Do we say that a kuti has the same name like a goy that we don't trust him? Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis and says, this palgun, there's a really machlekes, kusi ki goy divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds a kusi, we treat him like a goy. Shemingum nil oimer, kusi ki Yisrael chol dover, we treat a kusi like a Yisrael for everything. Continues the Gemara and says, im yadua shiyesh lo sode, if we know that he has a field, so then we assume the fruits came from there. Amar aboyim barachia vuhu shiyeh roiv michlesoy mishaloy. That's if most of what he sells comes from his field. So he tells me these fruits that I have are not from my field, I don't trust him. But if it's most of what he sells, he's a wholesaler getting from other people, we do trust him. Yisrael sharlo aris b'Syria. Yisrael has a sharecropper in Syria. The shear lechloy pears, the sharecropper sends him fruits. From arei elu musorim, I say these fruits, they grew in your field, but I did a ma'aser. Ani oimer min hashuk lokach. I can trust him because I assume maybe these fruits didn't even come from the field. They came from the market, where I assume it came from a goy, it's potter and a meiser. For who she also I mean motzei b'shuk. And this, if this means, is very common to find it in the market. Not only if he doesn't have, these fruits are not growing right now in his field, at least he doesn't know it's growing in his field. And even if he knows that these fruits are growing in this field at the moment, because you could find these fruits in the market, I'm assuming the sharecropper not necessarily sending fruits from his field, and we can rely on it that the fruits came from somewhere else, that came from the marketplace, and they're potter min ha'maaser. And the reason why we're saying this, so here the Mara Puldo explains, because the whole idea of Maishas and Surya is a Chumra Derabanan. So every time we can be Maker, we can be lenient, we do it. The Vilna Gaon learns Pshat is, because this is not part of the deal. The sharecropper is not supposed to send fruits from the field without the explicit permission of the Baal HaBayis. And if he sends the fruits, I assume he didn't come from his field, he's not going to go against the rules of the sharecropper agreement. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai, Daf Samech Gimel.